My next guest on the show, it's very timely because it's Friday, it's after midday, which for many of us surely means it's beer o'clock. Mike Clark is the boss man, I guess is the best description, the boss man of Source Brewery Co. They've just opened here in Cairns. I've been a couple of times, I've had dinner there, tried a couple of the different beers. Sensational place, great news for Cairns, particularly at this time. We need that confidence shot in the arm more than ever. So, Mike, calling from Sydney, I believe, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gav. Good to be here.
So, Source, you've got a successful operation there in Marrickville in Sydney, been going for a number of years. Why Cairns? Why, of all the places that you could expand to, why our beautiful part of the world?
I always get asked that, and it's a very simple answer. I mean, how good is Cairns? So, love to be up there, love to spend my time there. The weather's great, the people are great, the lifestyle's awesome. So, look, between you and me, it's just an excuse to spend more time there.
And what a perfect way to have that excuse is to open a brewery. It's quite fascinating here in Cairns. We went for so long without any beer. We've actually got quite a proud history of beer brewing stretching back many, many decades. There was a huge gap, and then I guess all of a sudden in the last couple of years we've had, you know, there's now four or five great craft breweries here locally. Tell us a little bit about Source. What makes you different? What are you bringing to Cairns perhaps that isn't here already?
Sure. Yeah, look, I guess Source is more about the bigger, bolder flavors. So, you know, our ethos is diversity and creativity and variety. So, you know, every time we have a beer we want to have something different, something new. So although we have the regular, call them sessionable beers, you know, typical hot climate kind of beers, we also have the bigger, bolder flavours, everything from, you know, double and triple IPAs to imperial stouts to sours to everything else in between.
And that brings me nicely to my next point is obviously beers like 4X and Great Northern, hugely popular across Australia, sure, but particularly in this part of the world. Now, I am a craft beer convert, have been for many years, but many listeners, of course, won't be, and they perhaps haven't tried some of those bold flavours that you talk about. Tell us about the difference, if you like, whether it's in taste, in freshness, from some of those sort of big mainstream beers that are, you know, have been around forever versus sure, the craft beer.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of different aspects to that. So the first is obviously the taste. So, you know, we are about those more interesting beers. You know, it's just like wine. There's so much variety. You can always have something to match your food. And we've generally got something, even if you're not really a big beer drinker, we've usually got something that you would like. We still do those, you know, call them clean, crisp lagers as well. But they're just a little bit more interesting than the bigger guys make it. A little bit more exciting. It's very small batch. So everything's brewed by hand, brewed with love and care. And the best thing is, of course, we're independent, so, you know, all the profits stay in Australia, all the employees are locals, and it's all about supporting Aussie producers.
And you've been open now for about a month or so there on Lake Street, beautiful fit out. What's the experience like for those drinkers, beer drinkers perhaps, who have spent a lifetime on some of those more mainstream, I call them stale beers? What's the reaction like when they try some of those? You know, you've got different fruit flavors or different aspects of fruit in some of the beers. From your experience, what's their reaction like when they try these different, more experimental craft beers for the first time? What do they say?
That's absolutely the most rewarding thing for me is giving beers to people who've only ever drunk the same beer for their whole life because their dad drank it and their granddad drank it, sort of thing. You know, we give them the what we call the gateway beer, which is our version of that clean, crisp lager, and they sort of go, yeah, cool, that's nice. And then we go, let's just try a few other things and hit them with a Bubble and Squeak, which is the New England style IPA, very fruity, very hoppy, you know, sort of beer they wouldn't have thought they would like. And they sort of have a taste and you can see their eyes light up and they sort of go, oh my God, that's amazing.
My taste buds are alive. All of a sudden,
yeah,
my
exactly,
taste buds
yeah,
are alive.
Taste sensation. So the analogy I like to give is, you know, imagine if you just had the same thing for dinner every day your whole life, you'd get pretty bored, right? So it's the same with beer. You want to have new things.
And I think it's that I love the experimentation where I bought a takeaway 4-pack from you guys, a cup on the weekend, Caribbean Fog, however
right,
you say it.
Yep.
And it was absolutely sensational. Had no idea what I was in for, but I love the experimentation of it. And I think if you try it, maybe you don't like it, maybe you will. It's as you said, it's very exciting. What about, I guess, going forward, as you were due to open early this year, of course, like so many things, COVID-19 shut that down.
Yeah, looking the world kind of went backwards a bit.
As many things did. Looking forward, I guess, 6-12 months, you've made a significant investment here in the city.
Sure,
as you said, local employees, a whole bunch of things going on down there at Lake Street. You'll cast your eye over the next 6-12 months in terms of the local economy. Your confidence levels, what do you think is going to happen? Will tourism bounce back? Give us your take on it all.
Look, it's obviously crystal balling, but we've actually been quite surprised how well received we've been in Cairns. So the start has been a little bit better than we'd hoped for. So, you know, obviously tourism is down a long way at the moment. You've got no international tourism, only a little bit of domestic. So we're quite pleased with how things have gone so far. And we always sort of said this was a venue for the locals. Tourism comes and goes. So we've really built something that appeals to the Cairns people. Tourism comes back when it comes back. Probably guesstimating middle of next year, we'd expect to see maybe a little bit of international tourism coming back. If the news is anything to go by, we might see some domestic tourism before Christmas. So,
well,
getting ready for that too.
Let's hope so, indeed. Mike Clark from Source Brewery, congratulations on the opening. Great to have you in Cairns. Great to add to the vibrancy and the variety of our bar scene here in Cairns. Congratulations. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Gavin. See you soon for a beer.